Welcome back to another edition of the Pick 6. I'm your host, Mike Wobschall, coming to you from Xfinity Studios at Winter Park. The Vikings defeated the Jets in overtime, and they have the Lions coming up next. You guys have some questions. We have some answers. Let's get together and make it happen. Question number one comes from Zach in Minneapolis. Was the walk-off screen pass a testament to the athleticism of the Vikings offensive line or the speed of Jarius Wright? I think the game-winning screen pass from Bridgewater to Wright was a testament of a lot of good things by the Vikings. Number one, Teddy Bridgewater anticipating a blitz coming on 3rd and 5 and changing the play at the line of scrimmage. Number two, a zero blitz coming, the Vikings offensive line and running back Matt Asiata doing a good job of protecting Teddy for enough time to let him throw the pass to Jarius Wright. Number three, Kyle Rudolph and Greg Jennings doing a great job on the edge, blocking, creating space for Jarius Wright, and then, of course, Wright making the safety miss in the lane and then getting to the end zone. It was a great team play by the Vikings. Wright gets all the glory, and rightfully so, but a lot of guys did their job on that play to give the Vikings a victory. Our next question comes from Adam in Sioux Falls. Do you think the pick six from Gerald Hodges this week will give him more of a role for the Vikings? Well, Hodges does have a role right now for the Vikings. He's a reserve defender who started against the Jets because Anthony Barr did not play, but he is a primary member of our special teams group, so he has a role there as well. But making big plays like that does not hurt his chances of playing more on defense. Hodges is a guy that Mike Zimmer can play right now on defense, but with the Vikings set at starter at outside linebacker with Greenway and Barr, I don't see Hodges starting at outside linebacker unless there's an injury to one of those two players. But we've seen Hodges make good plays, so maybe he'll be a starter in the future. He seems like a great fit for Mike Zimmer's defense. Our next question comes from Tony. I was surprised to see that Jerome Felton's TD on Sunday was the first of his career. Why don't we ever let him punch it in the end zone? Well, to punch it into the end zone, you need to be close within the 5-yard line or so, and two reasons you haven't seen Jerome Felton do that a bunch. One, we've had Adrian Peterson, and why wouldn't you give the ball to him near the goal line? And number two, Jerome Felton's better at being a lead blocker, opening holes for other guys. So I don't think you're going to see a bunch of Jerome Felton carries near the end zone. It is something he can do, but more than any other thing, that touchdown for Jerome Felton shows just how much he hustles and plays hard on every single snap. That is something the Vikings value in Felton. Our next question comes from Twitter. Shem asks, when was the last time the Vikings had 2 100-yard receivers in one game? Well, this day and age in the NFL, it seems like it happens all the time, but it's actually a rare occurrence. For the Vikings, it's happened 29 times in franchise history, but the last time was in December of 2004 when Randy Moss and Nate Burleson did it. They had Dante Culpepper throwing to them. Teddy Bridgewater threw enough passes to Charles Johnson and Jarius Wright that they both had 100-yard receiving games. Hey guys, let's have more of that in the future. Our next question comes from Randy. Do you believe 9-7 gets us in the playoffs? It's a long shot, and it could happen. The Vikings are not mathematically eliminated, but 9-7 in the NFC, it's a long shot to get in. There are 3 non-division leading teams right now that already have 9 wins. Plus, you have San Francisco, who's ahead of the Vikings with 7 wins in the wild card race. So I don't think the Vikings should focus on the big picture right now. They need to focus on the small picture. It's a week-to-week league, and the challenge this week is beating the Detroit Lions on Sunday. Our last question comes from Jerry in Lakeville. Will Zimmer shadow Calvin Johnson with Xavier Rhodes next week in Detroit? Well, I think Xavier Rhodes is best equipped out of all of our defensive backs to guard Calvin Johnson. He leads us in pass breakups, and he's got great size to contend with Calvin Johnson, who's 6'5". So what Coach Zimmer and the Vikings defensive staff choose to do against Calvin Johnson remains to be seen. They may choose to shadow Johnson with Xavier Rhodes, or they may choose to mix it up. It's probably going to be based on what the Lions do offensively as well. But any way you shake it, when Calvin Johnson lines up and Xavier Rhodes is across from him, that's a matchup to watch this Sunday. Vikings and Lions play this Sunday at noon. You can catch the game on Fox, and you can catch it on the Vikings Radio Network, where Paul Allen, Pete Bursich, and Greg Coleman will have the call from Ford Field in Detroit. That'll do it for this week's edition of the Pick 6. We'll be back next week. Please submit your questions to the email address at the bottom of the screen, and we'll see you next week.